Sunday of Lent. And the events in our reading, the first reading, not the gospel reading, is not strange to anyone of us. Because these are biblical stories that are told to us at the beginning of the Lenten season. The event of Adam and Eve in the garden of paradise. The event of Christ being led in the wilderness and being tempted. But this is how I see it. God has placed us in this wonderful place, in this community, and has given us every instruction to go back in order to be saved. Some have refused, and they have left this community, and they are out there working for bread. They are out there wanting the riches of the world. They were unable to adhere to the instructions of the Divine One. And they have isolated themselves from the body of Christ. Like Jesus, who also was given the opportunity to be the Redeemer of the world, went through the same fate, F-A-T-E. And he did not succumb to the evil one. But he remained resolute in doing the will of God. Even in the most difficult moment, he said yes to the will of God. And scripture tells us eventually on Easter Sunday he became the glorious world, the glorious man, the wonderful Christ, the superstar, because of his obedience. As we journey together during this season of Lent, we are to stick to our decision that we made on the day of our baptism. We denounce the evil one. And we say yes to God. Remember that decision you made. It will take, preserve that decision you made, that choice you made on that fateful day when you receive baptism and even confirmation. Because those decisions that we made on the day of our baptism and confirmation, if we hold on to them, eternal life is ours. Because working for bread alone cannot end us our salvation. The choice, the decision is ours to make during this Lenten season. It's an opportunity of grace. It's an opportunity of favor. Receive God's favor and be redeemed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.